I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has announced a new Creative Industries Fund to assist independent content creators and entrepreneurs. According to the AJC, the initiative is a joint project between the Mayor's Office of Film and Entertainment and Invest Atlanta. The program offers loans with low interest rates and flexible repayment terms for local creative entrepreneurs. Applications for the fund are open to creators operating in Atlanta who plan to work within the city limits. Well, 8 weeks ago, the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University announced their participation in the first large-scale national trial to determine if bone marrow transplantation should be part of the standard of care for patients with sickle cell disease. Earlier this month, a 33-year-old woman became the first person to receive a bone marrow transplant to try and cure her sickle cell disease at MCG. The Augusta Chronicle reports that Alexis Jones Heggs received donor marrow from her sister. She's expected to be released from the hospital within the next 3 weeks. And with Atlanta's New Year's Eve celebration just a few days away, the mayor's office has announced that the Peach Drop will be in a different location, a few blocks away from the familiar Atlanta Underground, where thousands have welcomed in the new year previously. The new site is the Flatiron Building in the heart of downtown. Now, elsewhere in Georgia, there's a Buzzard Drop in Perry, the Shamrock Drop in Dublin, and in Tallapoosa, you can even watch a possum drop to ring in the new year. Christmas wasn't particularly merry for some northern Georgia families. A damaged underground cable caused hundreds of people around Dahlonega to lose power on Christmas afternoon, with temperatures dropping below freezing as nightfall approached. According to WXIA, Georgia Power restored electrical service this morning. Roughly 500 customers were affected. And a data report from 24/7 Wall Street projects which holiday gifts will end up being the most popular in every state based on analytics from Google and Amazon searches. For Georgians, it's the PlayStation 4 Pro gaming console topping the list. And in Florida, it's the second generation Amazon Echo with the top holiday gift honors. Analysts are projecting that when the numbers are tallied, Americans will have spent more than the $600 billion they spent last holiday season on those and other gifts. Atlanta-based UPS says it delivered around 750 million packages over the holidays, a 40 million package increase from last year. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company enlisted several hundred office workers this past weekend to help with deliveries during the final Christmas rush. And a JetBlue Airways plane traveling from Savannah slid off a taxiway at Boston's Logan Airport last night. Officials say JetBlue Flight 50 hit a patch of ice and did a 180-degree spin before coming to a stop, facing the wrong direction between two runways. The incident happened shortly after the Airbus A320 landed at approximately 7:15. Firefighters helped passengers off of the plane. The passengers were then transported by bus to the terminal. Authorities say no one was injured. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.